You're listening to SBS News.
For husband and wife Clint Marr and Tamara Blake, Monday the 1st of February was a day like any other. They were at their home in Gidgiganup in the Perth Hills when they began to smell smoke.
I was at work, so I work in there in that office over there, and I could smell the smoke. So we looked on the emergency IO app and found out there was a fire about 6 kilometres up the road, but it was a structural fire. So we thought, yeah, the fire is on scene, they're dealing with it, no worries. And then within 20 minutes, that had caught into the bush. And then, but by that stage, very early in the piece, saw the heli-tacks and were on the scene there. And for the next couple of hours, they were dealing with that over on the Wooraloo side of things. While there's a lot of smoke, we just thought, we're fine. It's no way it can jump 2J Road.
But within hours, dark clouds of smoke were coming over the hill, and they knew the fire was right on their doorstep. Tamara grabbed their three children and a change of clothes and prepared to evacuate.
And then things got really, really serious. The hill just over here, the flames came. The water bombers were starting to come there, but then it just went black. Well, before it got black, I said to my wife...
I got the cats.
Got the cats.
They were asleep on the bed, so I got the cats and the kids.
They got out.
I left. And I pulled over on the road.
Yeah.
Because it was just... You could see it coming. Sorry.
Yeah. I used to be a firefighter. I had my turnout gear. I stayed to defend. And I stayed till about 10 to 5. But by that stage, it went black. And then it just started raining fire. Everything was catching on fire around me.
Clint says he was lucky to escape with his life.
So at about 4:45, everything just went really black. The smoke just started dropping. I was here to defend. I was kitted out for it, and then fire just started raining down. All the bush just caught on fire all around me, and I realised there was nothing at all I could do. So I grabbed my dog, I grabbed my push bike, and we got out. And because we're in a cul-de-sac and we had to get out here, it's all bush on either side. And that was already burning on either side, right up to the side of the road. So I was very, very lucky to get out. I had to leave my birds and my peacocks and chickens. And unfortunately, when we got back in a couple of days later, to me, losing the house, it's just possessions. For me, the heartbreak was finding my dead animals. My wife's heartbreak is... the baby things.
The things that I can't replace.
The things her grandparents left her. Jewellery, things like that, which are just... So this house here was a beautiful big house, but because it's wooden, we're left with 1 inch of ash, and then it's dirt. There's nothing there. It's vaporised. It's just gone, mate.
The couple say they knew as soon as they evacuated that their home and everything in it was gone.
We knew. We knew that it was gone. We just knew. And then we were just... in denial, and yeah, as was everybody else. It's just
at the end of the day, the house is just a house. It's the things that were inside it that I can't replace.
The home was one of 86 destroyed last week in Western Australia's Wooraloo bushfire, an emergency blaze that burned for several days and forced the evacuation of thousands of people. No lives were lost, but it will take years to rebuild. At the Country Women's Association, donations of food, blankets, toys and clothing have been arriving since the fire started. Trish Gare is a volunteer.
Our community in Gidgiganup is amazing. Everyone works really well together. We've worked, you know, tirelessly to make sure that everyone is supported. People are coming in who have lost their homes, they've lost everything, but they still have a smile on their face and they're so grateful and thankful for everything that we're doing as a community. So we've been providing food, clothing, hot meals, showers, a listening ear, a cup of tea, just somebody that they can feel relaxed, and just, you know, not feel so overwhelmed by everything that's happening.
For Clint and Tamara, the plan is to stay in Gidgee-Ganup, but they have a message for others in bushfire-affected areas.
If you're going to live in the bush, make sure you've got more than enough insurance, because we never thought the day would come, ever. However, we made sure, for insurance-wise, that we went really high just in case the day did come. So we're highly thankful for that. And, yeah, we're going to be staying in the area. The community's been amazing.
A GoFundMe page has been started to help them rebuild. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.